बात
Reception. Hello, hello, Sherry.
Yes.
Okay. Denied you by chicken and really a thing of things.
Says she'd been there two or three times to try to find out who she met, and they wouldn't tell her. They act like, oh, we don't know. That's not right. Okay, and so the doctors, the officers are supposed to, if someone goes to see someone else and discontinues their care, they're supposed to give them all and put them in the rent. You're also supposed to give them a copy of the records. So it doesn't know what they care just because they signed to go see someone else. But they apparently don't know that. So they're back on the way and tell them. I even called a medical board about that. It's not a serious thing, but you know, maybe the front desk person doesn't know, but it's their responsibility. Not everybody knows that.
Yeah.
You can't just take off and then people don't know where you went or something like that. And, you know, if you're still around or something like that, sometimes people disappear because they're not in practice anymore. Stuff
but
like
even
that.
If you should go and Google the number, like the doctor's name, it wouldn't show up or something like that.
Well, that's a good point. Most doctors keep online and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't tell her about that. So that's a good idea. Because
mm-hmm.
lots of times they keep track of you online for years and years and years for a long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the doctor didn't take the time. She's actually a chip insurance clinic in Humboldt, which is real good, right? Takes her children and all that. So she's in a really good place. It sounded like she was a really good pediatrician. It was a shame they wouldn't tell her that. She said she found out today. Nobody knows that you're supposed to do that. Or not to call him.
girls.
Like,
no, no, no. But he looks, you know, looks tender. He's got long hair. But, but he just looks more feminine than masculine. So as kids in fifth grade, I know they start getting more cool at that age, right? Just mm-hmm. sixth grade, seventh grade. Because they're all maturing and they kind of criticize one another. They get a little different. So, my body plan, kids can be pretty cool. So most different or something like that. But he didn't, you know, he didn't admit to it. He said, what about was doing that? He said that. Still, they might, you know,
well, on. I better not, since I'm talking now.
Yeah.
My daughter's in the classroom.
Oh, with me?
Yeah.
So they got that detail about him, I think.
She only mentioned him about 3 times, but nothing bad.
Yeah, sounds like
I did ask him if he nice to you. She said, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But if anybody would have told her anything, or at least say, okay, well, don't participate in it and make them go away, you know, do something. She's usually good about defending other kids.
She is.
Yeah,
think that's one that maybe that's like an extreme, it's like a Medicaid or something. Just Medicaid because they answer the phone, they talk to you, you don't have to even refer them. That's something about where you are. So, you know, they'll suggest that this would be a good place to go and stuff like that. A few times in the past. And so that's really good. You know, too bad all Medicaid for the children anyway, really. They're quite huge. But take a swim to go. To go. My son, he was in the first grade, I guess, and my other son, he was having some trouble in school. The teacher was real smart. It was a special, well, it was a private school. And so they took him to the hospital. He ended up talking to the wife of the main doctor, and she came back and, you know, did all these tests, like the Rorschach test, and you go, had eat, body, and things like that. And his mother and I were going through a divorce. His mother was doing that time, so that's what he was upset about, reacting to it. And she told him, that's what's going on. But she also gave us the name of it. She was a miss, she was a missionary, but she was a counselor. And so she gave us her name, and we hired her, and she came in and just went back to the basics and everything like that, which is education. And now he was a very bright kid, right? Because, you know, she helped him with all that. Because the teacher was the one that picked up on it. And then we were talking about, you know, kind of everything and everything to do and stuff like that. And she brought it to her attention. And that was really good. We went to a Montessori school before that, and then we went to private school. I thought he would do fine. But, you know, he just struggled for a while there. But, you know, but he called out their work. The counselor, not the counselor, but the children. You know, he did it so fast and so fast. It takes a tremendous amount of school as well and everything like that. Seventh grade. His name was Tiny. He was a big kid. And we all used to pick on him because he read us. He was so big. He could hear him and do things like that. He didn't mind. And I've never been mean to anybody. Like, yeah. It's like you could just go hit him and he didn't care. But kids can be mean. People are mean to me and all that. And, I remember. So, kids, you got to really be careful or protect your kids and look after them, right, and all that. But your kids are doing okay now and everything?
Okay.
Yeah. I think you're showing them off to college and everything like that.
But then he stopped going because he got his girlfriend pregnant.
You what?
He got his girlfriend pregnant.
Oh, oh. Mm-hmm. He's still going to school?
And he's doing online.
Oh, yeah, okay, well, that's pretty good, right? So he's smart and everything and to do all that. He has a baby or what?
Yeah, he's
still ready. Okay, that's really good, right? Those things happen too, right? Yeah.
The guy
sure, take a picture. might be coming back.
Yeah, because these people have want proof.
Yeah, that's it. In order to hold the multi-cam,
customer left his bathroom. I've been needing pain medication myself, and my doctor requested that I don't want to take the pills that he wants me to smoke marijuana. And I've never smoked marijuana in my life. Watch your head. Never smoked marijuana in my life. Never drank beer. Never drank alcohol. Never did drugs. But here I am. I
had back pain.
Oh, it's my whole body hurts. Something's up with this thing.
Have a doctor around here?
I don't have a doctor around here. Not in. I don't want to smoke marijuana. I don't want to take anything that... I want to try to avoid drugs as much as possible.
I have
seen
drugstore
My body is in so much pain. The bottom of my feet and my toes feel like sausage. They hurt.
What did they tell you?
They haven't told me yet. I've got to go look and get another blood test and see, because I got people that don't care. They just 5 seconds and they're out of there. You go take the blood test and they don't even bother calling me. They send me a text. So I don't get to talk to them. Oh, yeah. I've got very great insurance.
Make it work? Make it work? How do you have the insurance?
Through my wife. My wife's job.
Okay.
She works. She's an insurance agent.
Okay.
She's the manager of the place. So she has great insurance. And the whole package is for my wife, my kid, and me.
The girl bless
you,
man. Yeah, but...
Nope. Whenever you go, the staff has an attitude, the people don't care, the doctors, like, they don't care anymore.
It's not like Kelsey Seagull or something like that, is it?
It's not Kelsey Seagull.
No, it's a doctor's office that wound up expanding so rapidly that now they got 10 different doctors in there that are all general practitioners. And...
Like I was telling you, this is a good place to come, okay? This is a good place to come. Dr. Giovanni is a retired intern, a very excellent officer. I'm here in the audience to watch the nurse practitioner. This person is a good doctor, but he is. So, you know, but he's not quite as sensitive as maybe Dr. Giovanni or stuff like that. The acceptance point is that the intern, I'm pretty sure you got a pretty good insurance policy.
And that's what paid for my operation.
Can operate?
And the bypass surgery.
Right. And how many members?
Five? I think it's five.
That's not bad. Okay. And another guy today, here, had like 5 kids. All that.
And those 3 holes, that long into my lungs. That hurt like hell when they pulled it out.
He said, I'm 3, I'm going to go ahead and pull it. 1! Change! Nope. And then the other one. I think we should do this tomorrow. 1! Bing! Then the third one, he said, you know what, we're going to race this tomorrow for that one. It's real painful. And he still did it.
Tell me that the hospital is there too.
Yeah, I don't ever want to go there again.
No.
Ever.
That's horrible. I think you did
that. Yep. Really
unbelievable.
That's really I went to hell. Even my tailbone was protruding out of my skin. They wouldn't move me. They stick me in the chair for 12 hours and nobody walked me. Then they lied about it and said that I refused to walk. BS. I want to get the hell out of this place, but walk me. Finally, they started walking me, and they all had anger issues. Like, they didn't want to do anything. I don't understand that.
And their food or sometimes their other factors that still out there. Nothing can come to
me. That was a very nice person. The only thing is, I would ring the bell when I would feel horrendous pain because they were keeping me on minimal pain pillows.
Yeah.
Minimal. They would give me 1,000 milligrams of Tylenol every 6 hours. That's it.
That was it.
And that was driving me nuts. They said, we don't want to keep you no more because you'll die on us. I wasn't nice to you.
Yeah, really. That's how they did.
Yep. And I was begging God to kill me. Take me with you, God. It made it so freaking crazy.
Yeah, I had a new guy. He was a doctor. He had a brain
basket to die, right? Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't believe in God before that.
Okay.
You want to know something really strange?
Yeah.
And I even told my doctor, he said, you were hallucinating. It was the drug. God took my soul out of my body and put me in hell.
And I experienced that.
I physically touched my hands and my face, and I was begging them, please don't leave me here. So I get placed back in my body, and I start hearing the doctor screaming, we got a pulse, let's finish this, blah, 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 blah. Then I died again, where I lost consciousness. But I could hear them, and then I could stop hearing them, and I opened up my eyes, and I was in trouble. That's what made me really realize that I was going to I was there for, I explored everything that was there. On one thing, I don't believe Muhammad anymore. There were no 42 verses waiting for me. And I looked my age instead of being younger. I looked in the water and I said, shucks, I'm 57, God dog it. I didn't change. I wanted to be young again.
But Mercury is being young, right? That's the extreme close to God, right?
Yep.
Make a big difference. So that's what it's making story. So God brought you back.
There's a purpose for me to tell everybody that he exists.
Definitely think about the doctors.
This is an urgent care. This is not a primary care.
It is. We do something here for a lot of people. It depends on what you're doing.
Got the number?
Yes, sir.
Or a business card I can grab?
think y'all have some Dr. D's cards. I think I have my name on it. I got Dr. D's name on it. I gave it to you the other day.
Oh,
yeah. I was just going to get this man out here. Yeah, I thought so. Got us all in there, right? I've got another one this one. I was on the other one, I think.
Yeah, those are probably the old ones.
I got a new one. They gave me a few of them. It's a long time.
Did you take the little boy's check? Take it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.